They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. Today's scripture, continuing on the theme of praise, is from the book of Psalms, chapter 105, 18.
Today's prayer. Father, the one you sent before to prepare the way endured the punishment that was meant for his brothers. Joseph was sent ahead to save his brothers, and he endured their punishment. Let this remind me of Jesus, the perfect Lamb who took my place. The Messiah was bruised and shackled and bled for me. Oh, I praise you, Lord, for your everlasting mercy and your grace. Amen. Today's thought. Think of a time in your life that you suffered for someone else's sake.
Today, take time and read the story of Joseph. How does it remind you of the story of Jesus? Do you remember Joseph and his coat of many colors? Joseph, how he had the dreams that his brothers would bow down to him. Joseph, who was betrayed by his own blood and his own family, and beaten and cast into a dry well to be left. But then there just happened to be a caravan of slave traders, and Joseph was sold for a few dollars to those slave traders. But God is so powerful and so great, he had plans that the brothers could never understand. The story of Joseph tells of times in prison, of times of high, of times of threatened morality, of threatened death. But it ends in a glorious high. If you haven't read it lately, read the story of Joseph, and read the story of reconciliation between a brother who was wronged, a brother who was hurt and injured, and how he turned in love to his family.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 21 and 22. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and you've revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Today's our last day in spiritual house construction, and it involves the hedge, God's protection. I ask God to place a hedge of protection to guard your family from the lies and the lures of the evil one who seeks to weaken and destroy us. I pray that we will draw close to God who is faithful and will strengthen and protect us from the evil one.